Hello and welcome to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM and WKRM Radio. Your hometown news broadcasting from the Debbie Matthews Nashville Realty Newsroom in Columbia, Tennessee. I'm your host, Tom Price. Today is Monday, April 1st, and we start with local news. The 10th annual Mid-State Classic softball tournament that was scheduled for Tuesday, April 2nd, has been canceled due to inclement weather. Thunderstorms are forecast for most of the day tomorrow, prompting the city to cancel the tournament for the safety of the players and the public. The Mid-State Classic is one of the most attended softball tournaments in the state and was to feature the University of Tennessee's Lady Volunteer softball team taking on an equally impressive University of Memphis Tigers squad in a softball tripleheader with Columbia State Community College facing off against UT Southern, all kicking off of the clash between Columbia Central High School and Spring Hill High School earlier in the day. Again, due to a strong chance of storms tomorrow, the Mid-State Classic has been canceled. The City of Columbia will release an official statement later today. One of the big highlights of Mule Day is crowning the annual Mule Day Queen. And this year, the tradition will include a little something extra special. After being crowned 2024's Mule Day Queen, Anissa Grimes approached the Mule Day Board with an idea, one that would not only keep up the years-long tradition, but also create a new space for an honorary Mule Day Queen. The honor to wear the banner for the first time while also commemorating Mule Day's 50th anniversary went to 20-year-old Carly McGee. My goal this year was to make my mark on Mule Day history, something that people will remember and that Mule Day queens of the future can make their own, Grimes said. I thought this was a great idea, and I'm getting to share this experience with someone else who truly does deserve it, she said. McGee said she is looking forward to this year's festivities as well as riding in the Mule Day parade for the first time. Reigning as Mule Day honorary queen is also a chance to take part in something positive, considering McGee's story over the last couple of years battling a rare form of cancer. I'm excited because I was thinking about doing it, competing to be the Mule Day queen this year, but then I got sick, McGee said. It's always something I've wanted to do, so when I was asked, I thought, why not? Growing up in Maury County, McGee had always loved the idea of participating in local pageants, but these dreams were stalled when she became sick in 2022. McGee was diagnosed with stage 4 rhabdomyosarcoma cancer, a rare form that develops in soft tissue. After multiple visits with doctors at St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, it was discovered that the cancer had spread, now forming multiple tumors inside the brain. They were able to remove the front tumor, which was the largest, April Prince, McGee's mother, said. At that point, we had a very hard conversation, because when the cancer spreads to the brain, there is no cure. But she has kept faith like no other, knows that God is the ultimate physician, and we believe that, she said. McGee is currently on chemotherapy regimen, which includes a daily pill, though she still struggles with platelet levels in her blood. She gets immunocompromised if it gets too low, and so she takes weekly injections to try and keep her white blood cells high and a platelet injection to keep her platelets high, Prince said. She has disease evaluations every 2 weeks. Her experience has also inspired a potential career path. Having a passion for healthcare, McGee said she hopes to one day pursue an education in oncology. I've been so inspired by all of it that I thought it would be cool to be an oncologist or a nurse, which was originally what I wanted to be, McGee said. I've always been drawn to the healthcare field. McGee is also a state champion sharpshooter while a student at Santa Fe Unit School. When people hear about that, they say, there's no way she can shoot that, Prince said. Part of McGee's journey has been by telling her story on social media, primarily through her Carly's Cancer Journey Facebook page. Grimes said McGee being so open about sharing her journey as well as her own personal experience dealing with a family member's battle with cancer inspired her to include her as the honorary queen. Her story really touched me, as I am the daughter of a parent who has passed away from brain cancer, my father, Grimes said. It really hit me in the heart, and I wanted to give her this experience. I never thought it would happen to me, and it's been so amazing, something I think every girl deserves to have, she said. McGee and her family say that the online support as well as the care given by St. Jude has been a big help, and that remaining positive throughout all of the doctor visits, surgeries, and therapy, while also getting to take part in her community's largest event, has made all the difference. "People have shown me so much love and have been praying," McGee said. "It's been a great way to bring awareness about childhood cancer and what we have to go through," she said. Her mother also hopes her daughter's story is a way for others to relate, especially parents with children going through similar situations. "It's very personal to put out your information about what's going on, but we thought it would be a good idea to turn some form of purpose out of this pain," Prince said. "We thought it could bring a lot of good out of some of what she was experiencing." Pitching, defense, and being opportunistic offensively has keyed Columbia State's success on the diamond, according to Chargers coach Desi Amons about the team, but the team went a bit off script recently. C-State scored 33 runs in a three-game Easter weekend sweep by visiting Jackson State, defeating the Green Jays 13-1 in seven innings on Friday, then closing out the series with an 11-1 six-inning victory in Saturday's early contest before a 9-4 decision in the finale. "We've been doing really, really well with hit batters, working counts, not expanding the strike zone. That's really been a plus for us. That's how we have to play," Amon said after Columbia State improved to 22-10 overall and 12-3 in TCAA play while winning its 13th straight game, 10 in conference play. "We've been stealing bases and we're playing exceptional defense," he said. With the Jackson State sweep, the Chargers are tied with Walters State atop the league standings. C-State won two of three games against the Senators at Dave Hall Field to open TCAA play, but dropped two of three at Roan State the following weekend, avoiding a sweep with a 7-1 win in the finale. Columbia State hasn't lost since. "Roan woke us up a little," Amon said. "We were thinking we were a little higher than we were, and they knocked us back down to earth. It's probably a good thing," he said. The batting order has been anchored by outfielder Jackson Diamond, the reigning conference hitter of the week after batting .500 for the week of March 18th, with five extra base hits and a pair of home runs, along with first baseman Jackson Riedling and shortstop Braxton Baird. On the mound, starters Cole O'Brien and Dylan Casey have been consistently effective for the Chargers. "Our pitching staff as a whole has been very, very good," Amon said. "If our hitting's not necessarily there, we can find some ways to get on base and steal some bases," he said. "Our pitching and defense can keep us in games long enough for the offense to figure out how to do something." The Chargers next travel to Southwest Tennessee for a three-game set beginning Friday before finishing the regular season with league matchups against visiting Cleveland State and Motlow State and at Chattanooga State. "There's still 4 weeks left in conference play," Amon said. "We've got a long way to go." Columbia State will host the TCAA tournament beginning May 4th. In other sports news, Main Street Murray sports editor Maurice Patton will be part of the seven-member 2024 induction class into the Tennessee chapter of the National Wrestling Hall of Fame, which will be recognized during a May 18th ceremony at Montgomery Bell Academy. "We have amazing people contributing to wrestling. The Hall of Fame chapter recognizes people's contributions to our sport," chapter president P.A. Bowling said. "You don't have to have been the best athlete, but the important part is what you do after. How are you giving back to the sport? One of the comments I get from people outside the hall, and they've said it about every member of this class, is, 'I thought they were already in,' or 'How can these folks not already be in?'" Bowler said. "It just goes to the depth of quality of folks that are involved in the sport." Patton, who has covered Middle Tennessee High School wrestling since 1987, becomes the fourth sports journalist to be honored by the Tennessee chapter. Previous inductees include B.B. Branton, Eddie Davidson, and Ward Gossett, all from the Chattanooga area. A 2021 Tennessee Sports Writers Association Hall of Fame inductee, Patton was also recognized by the National Sports Media Association as its 2021 Tennessee Sports Writer of the Year. "This is such a well-deserved honor for Mo," Main Street Media of Tennessee publisher Dave Gould said. "No sports journalist in Middle Tennessee does a better job covering high school wrestling than he does. Wrestling sometimes doesn't get the same attention as other sports, but Mo has a passion for the teams, athletes, and coaches who participate in wrestling, and this honor is an acknowledgement of all the outstanding work he has done over the years," he said. Mount Pleasant City Commission approved during its March meeting an application to the United States Department of Agriculture for a water loan or grant. Mayor Bill White said the funding would be used for generators at the water plant and City Hall. "This is money that's available through USDA that has no match to it," City Manager Kate Collier told the board. "We don't have a generator at the water plant, and the one in City Hall is very, very old," she said. Prior to the vote, Collier reported that the city had received a letter from CPWS in which the utility had agreed to double the amount of water it provides Mount Pleasant from 100,000 gallons per day to 200,000. "I think they're going to meet our long-term needs of 500,000, but it will involve some infrastructure that we already know we're going to be a part of. That's really good news," Collier said. It was not stated when the city would find out if the grant was approved by USDA. The board also approved a resolution naming the Gardenia Clark Park Pavilion in honor of Celestine Griffith Wilson, who helped secure the land for the park in the 1960s. Commissioners also approved a cooperative endeavor between the city and Boys and Girls Clubs of South Central Tennessee to run through October of 2024. "This is to understand if this is going to work out for everyone involved," White said. A change order of $42,800 for wastewater system improvements was also approved. An inspector from the engineering company is having to stay on site an additional 49 days, Collier said, requiring the expense. Finance Director Schiffer Cox stated that the city was starting the process of putting together its 2024-2025 budget, and that commission meetings in that regard would be held from April 23rd to April 26th. Commissioners also reappointed Justin Robinette to the Mount Pleasant Power System Board. The board also recognized longtime coach DeWitt Whitaker, who has coached junior high football, junior high basketball, and boys basketball in Mount Pleasant, and later coached girls basketball at Columbia Central. Murray Regional Health athletic trainers will host a coaches clinic for all sports coaches in the area to learn more about preparing athletes for their season. The clinic will be held April 13th at 9 a.m. at the Murray Regional Annex, which is across the street from Murray Regional Medical Center at 1223 Trotwood Avenue in Columbia. It is meant for coaches of any age group, youth, middle school, high school, college, or volunteer, or for anyone else who wants to learn about coaching, leadership, athletic safety, and more. A group of speakers are slated to present, including Brigadier General Stephen Turner, Assistant Adjutant General with the Tennessee Army National Guard, who will present on leadership, ownership, and mentorship. Dr. Andrew Kane Nielsen, a specialist in internal medicine and pediatrics with Murray Regional Medical Group Primary Care and Pediatrics, will present on nutrition and hydration. Andrea Bain, a physical therapist with Murray Regional Medical Center, will present on proper warm-up techniques and injury prevention. And Nurse Amanda Cothran, the Stroke, Trauma, and Chest Pain Center Coordinator for Murray Regional Medical Center, will present on pre-hospital management of athletic injuries. After the speaker session, CPR training will be provided for anyone interested. It will not serve as a certification course, though it will count towards bronze-level CPR AED training for the Tennessee Safe Stars Act. Coaches from Murray County Public Schools will also receive in-service credit for attending. The clinic is free to attend. Reservation is not required, but anyone attending is asked to RSVP by emailing dhightower@murrayregional.com. Murray the Mule is lost in Murray County, and we need your help to find him. Find Murray the Mule hidden in businesses across Murray County for a chance to win $500 and other great prizes. Murray Alliance's annual Where's Murray the Mule Shop Local Passport Adventure is happening now. The rules are simple. Pick up a passport, find Murray the Mule hidden in as many businesses as possible, and turn your passport in at the Murray Alliance office by 5 p.m. on Tuesday, April 9th. Share your adventure on social media using hashtag Murray the Mule so everyone can follow along. This year's event is made possible by the generosity of Harmon Scrap Metal in Columbia. Harmon Scrap Metal is a premier scrap metal recycling company and has been family owned and operated since 1985. Learn more by visiting www.harmonscrapmetal.com. The Murray County Clerk's Office can now help residents with renewals of license plates or placards each Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Murray County Senior Center, located at 1020 Murray County Park Drive. Please drive around the back of the building and look for the car tag renewal sign near the back door. Forms of payment include credit card, debit card, or check. No cash will be collected at that site. Any Maury County resident can use this office. All other transactions will still need to be done through the main office located at 10 Public Square. Also, you can renew online by visiting www.tncountyclerk.com or at kiosks in Spring Hill City Hall or Mount Pleasant Courthouse. Hosted by the Maury Regional Healthcare Foundation and presented by First Farmers and Merchants Bank, the annual Mule Kick 5K and 1 Mile Trot will take place Saturday, April 6th at Riverwalk Park in Columbia. Proceeds from the 2024 Mule Kick 5K and 1 Mile Trot provide funding for Maury Regional Health's Mobile Medical Unit, which delivers healthcare services to at-risk and underserved individuals throughout southern Middle Tennessee by providing basic health screenings, education, and resources. A portion of the proceeds from the Mule Kick 5K and 1 Mile Trot will also support the Foundation's Wellness and Aquatic Center Healthy Living Endowment and the Columbia Parks and Recreation Department. In addition, the Maury County School with the most participation in the event will receive a donation to their physical education program from the Foundation. The Mule Kick 5K and 1 Mile Trot is a great tradition for both Maury County and the Maury Regional Healthcare Foundation, which helps support our mission of providing important healthcare services for individuals who may not otherwise be able to obtain care, Foundation Executive Director Joe Kilgore said. "We are excited to host the Mule Kick 5K and look forward to an exciting race," he said. On Saturday, April 6th, the race will begin at Riverwalk Park in Columbia with an 8 a.m. start time for the 5K and a 9:15 start time for the 1 Mile Trot. Both runners and walkers are encouraged to participate. Participants may register for the race online at runsignup.com/MuleKick5K. First Farmers is pleased to continue our ongoing partnership with the Maury Regional Healthcare Foundation for this year's Mule Kick 5K and 1 Mile Trot. We are proud to support the vital work of the Foundation, which exemplifies our dedication to fostering well-being in our region, said Brian K. Williams, Chairman and CEO of First Farmers. In addition to presenting sponsor, First Farmers and Merchants Bank sponsorships ranging from $350 to $2,500 are still available for those who are interested in marketing exposure at the event. For additional information, contact the Maury Regional Healthcare Foundation at 931-381-1111, extension 1012. To learn more about the Maury Regional Healthcare Foundation, the Mule Kick 5K and 1 Mile Trot, or to make a direct gift to support the Mobile Medical Unit Fund, visit murrayregional.com/foundation. And now, your hometown memorials, sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Johnny Franklin Tomlin, 81, passed away on March 28th at his residence in Columbia. Funeral services will be conducted on Tuesday, April 2nd at 2 p.m. at Spring Hill Memorial Funeral Home. Burial will follow at Polk Memorial Gardens. Visitation with the family will be conducted on Monday from 4 to 8 p.m. and 2 hours prior to the service on Tuesday, all at the funeral home. Mrs. Sadie Elaine Jones Tankersley, 95, a lifelong resident of Maury County, died Saturday, March 30th at Maury Regional Medical Center. Funeral services for Mrs. Tankersley will be conducted Tuesday at 11 a.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Burial will follow in Rose Hill Cemetery. The family will visit with friends on Monday from 4 to 7 p.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Hometown Memorials is sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home, serving with dignity and consideration for over 150 years.
As years go by, people may tend to forget just what a funeral is really all about. At Oaks and Nichols, we believe it's first and always a special remembrance of someone you love. We start by listening to your needs and desires. If you're unsure, we can help, gently, professionally. At Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, we haven't lost sight of why we're here, to serve Maury County families in the ways they prefer, and why your satisfaction is so important to Jeff Hargrove and Susie Sowell.
There's a great deal of satisfaction in serving a family and serving them well. It's an eye for detail and thoughtfulness and taking the time to see that things are done right.
We do have nice facilities and good people, and we work hard to do things well, but we don't want that to intimidate people as to what they think it will cost. Taking care of you is our primary concern.
Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, 320 West 7th Street in Columbia. Since 1856, people you can rely on.
For your southern Middle Tennessee weather, we will have overcast skies today with a high of 78 degrees. Winds will be out of the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, we can expect more clouds and a low of 67. Winds will be out of the south-southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll cover state and national news that affect you. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Debbie Matthews, realtor, and her husband Jason, who is a pro songwriter, also own a music publishing company. They live in historic downtown Columbia with their dogs. Dog rescue work is their passion project. They consider Middle Tennessee their backyard, and their lives are full of all things Tennessee. Debbie says there is no greater honor than to help someone find a home. To be trusted with that job, there is no greater privilege. Call Debbie at the Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224, 615-476-3224.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Tommy Hyde Jr. at 388-2009.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Are you a homeowner looking to unlock the potential of your home equity? Explore a home equity loan with First Farmers. Hi, this is Felicia Brown with First Farmers, and we would like to invite you to access funds with a home equity loan. For home improvements, invest in education, or simplify your finances, you can make your dreams a reality with the power of your home equity. Get started today. Apply online at myfirstfarmers.com or call to speak with one of our team specialists at 1-800-882-8378, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years, and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
Hi, this is Maury County Mayor Sheila Butt, and I want to welcome you to one of the most fun and exciting weeks in Columbia in Maury County, known as the Mule Capital of the World. This year's Mule Day events have evolved from Breeders' Day, which was a one-day livestock show and mule marketing event in the 1840s. It has now become an almost week-long celebration that begins with a wagon train and includes craft shows, old-fashioned log pulling, bluegrass music, a nationally recognized state auctioneer contest, a liars contest, and a Mule Day parade on Saturday at 11. All of this and more is presided over by a lovely Mule Day queen and her court. In Maury County, we value our community traditions and faith, family, and freedom. We also have a strong team of people here pulling together. We're Team Maury, and we're glad you're here. Make yourself at home and enjoy the festivities with all of us.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on Kennedy Broadcasting WKOM 101.7 and WKRM 103.7. I'm Tom Price. And now news from around the state. Two 14-year-olds are facing criminal homicide charges after a 30-year-old man was shot to death Thursday at an apartment complex near downtown Nashville. Nashville police were called to the University Court Department shortly after 10 p.m. Anthony Lee Buchanan Jr. was found dead at the scene in an alleyway. He'd suffered multiple gunshot wounds, police said in a news release. Footage from the Metropolitan Development and Housing Agency showed two suspects fleeing the area to a nearby apartment. Investigators responded to that apartment and found the two teen boys there, the release said. In an interview with police, the teens allegedly admitted to their involvement in the shooting. The victim is alleged to have stolen $300 from one of the teens. Police recovered four handguns, a large amount of marijuana, and cocaine, the release said. Both teens were charged with criminal homicide and juvenile handgun possession in juvenile court. The Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency will pay you to fish, but only if you catch a tagged silver carp. TWRA is running a silver carp reward tag project in collaboration with Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources. In both Kentucky Lake and Lake Barkley, fisheries will tag around 1,000 silver carp with a loop tag. Some silver carp will have an upper jaw band. Fishers can turn in tags and bands each for a $100 reward. Through the project, TWRA studies the impact of removing silver carp populations and how biologists can fight this invasive species. Additionally, the project supplies data on the carp's movement, behavior, and routes. Let's take one last break. When we come back, we'll cover the final story of the day. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Turner and Osborne Tire Company, 1016 South Main Street in Columbia. Give them a call at 931-388-6822. They've been doing business since 1947 and in their current location since 1964. They provide the best tire and mechanical work at some of the best prices in Middle Tennessee. Hey, they're official Michelin and Goodyear dealers, and they've got all kinds of brands as well. Stop by and see Walker Vining and his professional staff, or check them out online at turnerandosborne.com. That's turnerandosborne.com.
Minutes matter when you call 911 for a heart attack, and Murray Regional Health is ready to care for you. Utilizing the state-of-the-art cardiac cath lab at Murray Regional Medical Center, our team of expert cardiologists and experienced clinical professionals are equipped to investigate heart conditions quickly and perform life-saving interventional procedures. Go to murrayregional.com/heart to learn more. And remember, always dial 911 when you or someone near you is experiencing heart attack symptoms. Murray Regional Health, where clinical excellence meets compassionate care.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street, across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today, and now our final story. The Music City Hot Chicken Festival, presented by Piedmont Natural Gas and benefiting Nashville's public parks, is returning to East Park for the 18th annual celebration of our favorite way to make poultry and the people who love it. The festival will take place from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Thursday, July 4th in East Park, located at 700 Woodland Street in Nashville, and admission is free for all ages. Since we started the Hot Chicken Festival 18 years ago, Nashville Hot Chicken has become an international phenomenon, said festival founder and former Nashville Mayor Bill Purcell. Nashville Hot Chicken can be found on menus around the world, from high-end restaurants to fast food franchises. You can even buy Nashville Hot Chicken-flavored pretzels, popcorn, and potato chips. But we are the original, and we are thrilled to once again celebrate our favorite local flavor at its source, and to eat a lot of hot chicken, he said. The festival may be months away on the 4th of July, but there are plenty of ways you can get involved right now via the website www.hotchickenfestival.com. That's all for this edition of Southern Middle Tennessee Today on Kennedy Broadcasting, WKOM, WKRM Radio. If you ever miss a part or all of this broadcast, you can listen to it anytime or read the transcript online by visiting frontporchradiotn.com. It's always there for you. I'll be back tomorrow to update you with the latest news. I'm Tom Price. Thanks for listening. Be safe and have a great day.